The Toronto Maple Leafs are the most valuable franchise in the National Hockey League. The most valuable sports franchise, period, is Real Madrid. But that didn't help them in Wednesday's semifinal Champions League match against Borussia Dortmund, which Madrid lost 4-1. Joining me now to handicap the remainder of the Champions League action is Roger Bennett, ESPN's soccer gent and the co-host of Men in Blazers. Roger, welcome back to Only a Game.
Oh, Bill, it's great to be here, though I have to warn you, this is the week in which every Englishman's worst dream has come true. On the football pitch, at least, Bill, Germany is ascendant.
Well, we'll get to that in just a moment. Even Jose Mourinho, the exceptionally accomplished coach known at least to himself as the special one, could not prevent Dortmund from overwhelming Real Madrid on Wednesday. Were you surprised?
Few people saw this game coming. Dortmund are a Cinderella club with a larger-than-life coach, this kind of ginormous teddy bear come to life called Jurgen Klopp. And they're urged on by this yellow wall, a bank of fans behind one goal. It makes the most vociferous college basketball atmosphere look like as quiet as a library. It really is the Roman Colosseum come to life. And they were expected to buckle. Real Madrid are a force propelled, as you say, by Jose Mourinho, who's the equivalent, roughly, as 1980s Pat Riley. They also have Ronaldo, the brilliant heel. But they were thumped. Dortmund dominated Real Madrid, who were the most expensive side ever assembled. And Jurgen Klopp, after the game, described it as a victory like one of Robin Hood's.
In the earlier Champions League semifinal, where Bayern Munich beat Barcelona 4-0, was that a matter of the winner being at full strength while the loser wasn't?
You know, it would be nice if that was the case. You're alluding to the fact that Lionel Messi injured. He really had no acceleration. But Bayern also had a couple of players out, so they were also under strength. It was far more a case of a systemic destruction. Bayern looked like a complete team. They were fluid, they were potent, they were a merciless machine. The discussion is now, is this are Bayern the new power? Is Barca's dynasty ending? It was like the debate about whether Google Glasses will beat up the iPhone.
Your metaphors are absolutely fantastic. Roger, perhaps we should take a step back for our listeners who don't follow the Champions League. Why is it considered as important as it is?
This is the winner of every league in Europe, plus the couple that follow them in many of the big countries' cases, clashing against each other. So you have the English Premier League, which is very familiar to many of the American soccer fans. You have La Liga, where Barcelona and Real Madrid dominate in Spain. And now this up-and-coming league, the Bundesliga, which is fan-friendly. The stadiums are ebullient. And it's where countries really do prove themselves against each other. German football, it's making this incredible statement this year. I think their rise is more a reflection that Germany is Europe's number one economy. And as a result, Bayern is a team ascendant.
Well, let us assume that this week's results were not flukes and that, in fact, Bayern will face Dortmund in the final at Wembley next month. I don't even want to ask you who's going to win. I'm more interested in what the English fans will make of this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if you understand the cultural power that your words carry. The English tabloid papers are in a tizzy. Not only has the English Premier League just impotently performed this year, no team even made the last 16. So your Manchester Uniteds, your Chelseas, the Manchester Cities that claim to be the world's best fell early and pathetically. And the final is going to be in England's jewel. Wembley Stadium. London will be bracing itself, Bill, for the German invasion.
Roger Bennett is ESPN soccer gent, and he's also the co-host of Men in Blazers at Grantland. Roger, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Bill, thank you for having me on.